it said like this. A guy has a nefesh that comes from the shoulders of Kippis HaTmei. That's what we learned. So it's not just that he only has a nefesh of Arminus, no nefesh of Kippis. The nefesh of Arminus itself is a whole different story. It's total clip. But see the human soul. It's Klippis night. So that's the whole Yichus.
So they have Klippis Naiga without a Nefesh Elikis?
No Nefesh Elikis. Nefesh Elikis is it's a whole different world.
But did they... So they were born differently than the other guy?
Sure. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Ba'arim Ha'zayim. One of the points of what we're learning is that the levels of neshamas is totally not up to us. Who has a neshama, the Bria? Who has a neshama, the Yetzira? You can't do anything about that. Hashem has a cheshbon. Who should have this kind of neshama? So basically, that's not in our hands. So it's not a fault of a guy who was born that way, because his purpose in life is to be a guy. And there's things for him to do. The Sheva Mitzvahs, B'nai Noyach, and he's needed. But for his tafkid, if he wants to do our tafkid, and we want to do his tafkid, it's like a carpenter wants to become a plumber and he doesn't know anything about it. He's not going to be helping anybody. When I was going to go to Buffalo, I was going to go there to work on the campus. And then when I went there, it was very strong hippies. It was wasn't a simple university. They were very involved in anti-war, the Vietnam War. And there was riots and they were going to bombs. It wasn't a hell of a place. This was... So one of the things I asked the Rebbe is if anyone's going to ask me what's the difference between a Jew and a non-Jew. This is a touchy subject. Okay, so it's known, some goyim and some yidden know, that the Jews are called the chosen people. Atavachatonu. The truth is that the way Hasidus explains what means we're chosen, it definitely doesn't mean we're better. Because that's a whole arichus. Maybe we'll talk about this. We'll see how much time we have before people start coming in. But that's not what you should tell them. Because obviously they don't want to hear that. So the Rebbe told me that you should just talk that every human being has a mission. And that, like building a home, there are certain people who are plumbers and certain people that are carpenters. So everyone should do what they are meant to be, what they're good for. So it's not who's better, forget. Everyone is needed. So it's not a question of better. Is that the real answer? Not always is that, but when you're on campus, when I went to campus, my mazel was exactly that. I never was on, in my life on campus. You know, I come from totally in yeshiva. And the first time I went in Buffalo, I went on the campus. I was going to, you know, see how it's like. And I went over to a Jewish boy who, to me, looked Jewish, but I wasn't 100% sure. And I asked him, are you Jewish? That's all I needed. He got, suddenly he got all red. And he said, and what difference does it make if I'm a Jew and if I'm not a Jew? And suddenly a whole bunch of hippies made a whole circle around me. And he was like, he was going to punch me in the nose. He said, if not his respect to his father, he would put me down. Because what means, I'm asking, just by that thing alone, that are you Jewish, Miklal, that we're better or something. So that, you know, a lot of that's he's against that. So it was interesting, and that's what the Rebbe told me, that don't go into any who's better, it's not an issue of better. It's different missions. I'm just telling you that. But when you learn Tanya, it's day and night. The guy, number one, he has no nefesh elikis. And the nefesh of Bamas that he does have is major different. The nefesh of Bamas of a guy is sholish klipas atvei. Nefesh of Bamas of a yid is klipas noy. Then, a neshama. Neshama is a chelik alakah. There's nothing compared to that. But that doesn't mean that you have to come out and say. The Alter Rebbe once said that you're not allowed to say a lie, but you don't necessarily always have to volunteer the truth. And just because it's true, that doesn't mean that you have to say it. So you have to always remember who you're talking to. You have to be very careful. You get all kinds of questions. Should we all wait to Reb Chaim to when we get started? I want to tell you one of the issues that really was not easy is how come we were allowed to make wars and kill people? Killing people? It wasn't such an easy thing to answer.
What was the question, by whom?
By students.
Asking you what?
they read the Bible, they read the, and you find that there is such a thing as that the Jews were commanded to make war.
To kill everybody who was there.
Yeah, men, women, children, well, how do you do that? Oh, was mezugt? Figured out mezugt in the capital till. But what I said was, and I gave them the story, it says that I think Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, the Yidden are being, babies are being put into the bricks when they made Pesim and Ramses. How could Hashem let this happen? So the Amishter said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you know what? Take one out. Take one baby out. And what happened? He saw Moshe Rabbeinu that this became this Pestel Micha. There was a guy who got out of Mitzrayim and took along a Getschke outside. So what did Hashem say? The guy doesn't know what he's doing. But everything he's doing is because Hashem knows that if this guy stays along, if he stays around, he's going to be in big trouble. The same way, those people who Hashem said we should get rid of, he knows what they're going to be. shall we say, the Nazis, martial law. These are murderers, these are rotzrim, there's no such a thing. Everything has a cheshbon. We don't know the cheshbon, but there is a cheshbon. Sometimes it works and sometimes not.
What does that mean? Sometimes what works and sometimes it
sometimes
doesn't.
Sometimes they accept that Hashem saw for in the future that these people, if you let them alive, they're going to be the biggest troublemakers for the Jews.
So then they can say the same thing about the Shoah.
There's different answers for the Shoah, you know. But I'm just saying that this is a question that people who know a little bit, if they don't know, you could sell them the Brooklyn Bridge. But if some people know certain things in the Torah, it's not so easy to answer them. In their mind, you have to find oisius. I don't know if I spoke about it here, that we say this Yom Kippur, when we talk about Asara Harugei Malchus, that the Roman king murdered the greatest tzaddikim. Anyways, and Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, "Zu teira v'zu schara." You have, but there is. It says either it says so in the Zoya or in the Arizal, but on the mind-boggling thing, that those people that the Roman king or whatever tortured, and what was his excuse? Was I'm a shugana, and he said he wants to take revenge for the fact that the brothers of Yosef, that they sold him. He's taken over for Yosef, like that's his problem. So you read the story. I'm a shugana guy. What does it say in Kabbalah? That those are Sarah Rugi Malchus. They were Gilgulim from the brothers of Yosef. And it says, I don't know if it's a Darizal, he names every Tanner who he was of the brothers of Yosef. So what do you see from... You hear what I'm saying? So what do you see from this? On one level, this is our Russian Marusha. He didn't... And he's taking over for Yosef, his brothers, he's sticking up for Yosef, like, what? That's his problem. Okay, that's on one level. But nothing happens without a cheshbon. What do you say to that? So, these are eye-openers that we don't know the whole story. We don't know who they were before last round. We don't know anything. So we should start learning. Rabbi Chaim, du fangen? Wollen wir nun fangen?
Yeah.
Okay. We're middle towards the end of Perek Beis, where we learned very clearly that the neshamis, who should have a higher neshama, a lower neshama, this is all up to Hashem, has nothing to do with the person's avodah, that's purely Hashem. So the Alter Rebbe has a question, it seems to be a contradiction. You have it? Here, page Zion, the last word of a sentence, it says Zoya. I'm saying, this that it says in Zoya. And also in another Sefer, Ubezoya Chadash. There it says, it seems like that everything depends, what kind of neshama you should have, depends how the parents, when they had relations, how did they mekadosh themselves that they should have their proper machshavas and everything in a holy way. Kuntachais from the Zoya that it does depend on the parents. And according to what they think, that's what kind of neshava. So here, the Alter Rebbe kept on saying that just like by a baby, it's divided once it's in the mother. But beside the father, everything is equal. The same way he said, all neshamas start off in chachma. But once it has to go through the different madregas, there, who changes what neshama should be changed and come down to a lower level? This is all up to the Eibishter. And in the Zoya, it says it's up to you. Depends what kind of thoughts you have. And the Zoya says clearly, Mashenkin b'nei am aretz, people who are just very low life people, they don't have such holy souls. So the Alter Rebbe clarifies what the Zoya is talking about. Says the Alter Rebbe, it's not the neshama. What level neshama a yid should have? Should it stop off in Bria and change in Bria or Yitzira? That's up to the Eibishter. But there's another thing. Every neshama has to have a levush, a garment. And I'll explain. It says in other places in Hasidus that a person has, sometimes it says it's an extra neshama. Besides the Nefesh HaLakis and the Nefesh HaBamis, there is such a thing as Nefesh HaSichlis. What type of a seichel do you have? We're not talking about necessarily Kedusha. We're not saying something in Klippa. There is a middle point, which is what kind of a type of seichel do you have? Are you have a edler seichel? Do you have a grober seichel? That's what depends in your parents, how they act at the time of conception. So this is how the Alter Rebbe answer. I know this, that we say that it's all dependent on how the parents sanctify themselves. That's because Mishum She'ein Lach Nefesh Ruach Neshama. You're not going to find any Nefesh, any Ruach, any Neshama that does not have a nefesh that comes from the father and mother. And he's going to say in a minute what that is. And that nefesh asichlis, or let's call it seichel, that does depend on the parents. Not only that, v'chol ha-mitzvahs she'oise, all the mitzvahs that the child does, he has to bring, it brings down a certain kedusha every time you do a mitzvah. It depends what kind of levush, what kind of a glove, so to speak, do you have. If you have a grob levush, then the shefa that comes to you has to go through that levush. And if it's a grob levush, it's going to come down in a more chumristic way.
In a more what?
Grob, a gross way. Then the Alter Rebbe says more. V'chol ha-shefa sh'noistloi min ha-shamay. All the things that Hashem gives to a person, bane, chayim, ezoine, everything, also has to go through that levush. And therefore, the im yikadosh es atzmoi, if the parents are going to act in a kedusha deka way, Yam Shech Levush Kaddish, they'll bring down a holy Levush for the to Neshama of their son or child, because it's a girl too. And Alter Rebbe says even more. Vafili Neshama Gedayla, even if the child that is born has a great Neshama, which was not up to the parents, we just decided that the parents have nothing to do with that. But even though that they have nothing to do with what kind of a neshama, but the fact is that you could have a neshama gedayle, and if you chas v'shalom, your parents were not mekadosh themselves, then this neshama gedoyin is going to have a grob levush, which is going to be his nefesh asichlis, or his seichel is not going to be a refined seichel. Going back to what he started saying, aval neshama atzma, but what kind of a neshama the child should have that has totally nothing to do with the parents. Hine, not only that, lipa'amim, sometimes, nishmas adam gevoya, somebody could come to have a very high neshama, le'en kates, that the Rebbe says, so high to no end. And yet he could come down to be the son of a person who's a low life. Like the Arizal says so meferish in one of his svarim called Lekut Teure, which is a sefer on the Pashis, Lekut Teure Pashis Vayera, and he also says this in Taimei Amitzvah Pashis Bereshis, that he says that even somebody who has a very high neshama, but he's still going to have difficulties down in this world because his levush is a grob levush. Now, I want to tell you something very interesting that it says in Kabbalah that sometimes it works dafka like that. That the Eibishter has to smuggle. If the Eibishter wants to send down a great neshama, and there's a fear, there's a concern that the bad angels are going to make complications. Because if a big neshama comes out in this world, he could change the whole generation and people are going to be the way they should. So the Samach Mem, let's call him, the bad angels are going to make all kinds of stumbling blocks that this neshama should have in his life, because they know that a big neshama is coming now. So what does Hashem do? He puts this big neshama in simple people who no one would think that they're going to come out with a big neshama. So they take it, don't know. In the meantime, the neshama is born. So that means we just said that there's a possibility. And now we learned that that's a strong possibility, because the Eibishter makes that it should come in a secret way so they won't have obstacles. Shteis? So what's in the kudah from this whole perek? We learned, we talked about this, that when it says in the Torah that the Yidden are called Bonim, there's so much to learn from this pasuk, because of course it cannot mean literally, because Hashem is not a gashmistic, a father, but if we're using this, it's like a marshal to use to understand, have some appreciation of what's going on. So when we learn that suddenly it uses in the Torah that the Jewish people are called Banim, there's so many things that this answers. And we talked about this already, we don't have to go over. It answers why you find that not everybody has the same neshama. Incidentally, I talked about my experience on campus. This was also a very interesting thing. Do we have all the same kind of neshama? On one hand, we all have a neshama. You didn't have we're all children. But it doesn't mean just because we're all children that we are alike. So we learn this from the marshal of a bed, that although everybody comes from the father, but once it goes through the mother, there is a head and there is a hand and there is a toe, there are chaluk. And then we also learn from this whole marshal of Ben the importance of needing a tzaddik, a neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, that is still now down on this world, he's still the brain of the Father. So by connecting to that neshama, who is mamish the brain of the father, and then we're connected to Hashem himself. Okay, now we're going to Perek Gimel. This Sefer Tanya Machtze Chemish, this Sefer is talking about, this is a Sefer in Avodas Hashem. This is not Haskalah of Chassidus. This is a Sefer, what does Hashem want us to do? What's the purpose of we're here? So one of the things we have to understand is, who are we? Before we go into anything, we have to know who am I? Now, the Rebbe started already in the first Perek that who am I is not so pashut. You are a mixed bag. On one hand, you're a shtick behemoth. You have a nefesh habamis. And on the other hand, you have a chilek lekami mal. You can't go any higher. So we have to know, first, who am I? And if you remember, I mentioned this once before, that till we learned from the Arizal that we have two neshamas, a person could get very delusioned, get very mixed up. Who am I? When I daven, I feel very Jewish. And then I could do things later that have nothing to do with anything I felt like before. So which is the real me? What is the Alter Rebbe Machadish? That Yitaka made up of two people. Your mamish, two people in one body. So when you daven, you're davening with your nefesh elokis. So you are 100% for real. But then later, when you're listening to your nefesh habamis is a real behemoth. But that's no bearing that when you are davening or when you are learning, it was 100% emes. Because mitzad your nefesh elokis, that's exactly what were you holding. So you're not a hypocrite. There is your nefesh elokis, and there is your nefesh habamis. What's the purpose of why we came down on this world? We started off in Olam Hatzilus, and we ended up down on this world. What's the purpose? The Alter Rebbe is going to learn. We'll have Mitzvah Hashem learn this later. That the whole reason that we came down in this world is to turn over the nefesh habamis. We have to do kirov work, like they say. The whole purpose of why the neshama came down was to work on our nefesh habamis. And that makes the Eibishter a special tainuk, like it says in the Zohar. So basically, there is a melchama between the nefesh elokis and the nefesh habamis. But this Tanya is written very systematically, very orderly. When you go into a war, you gotta learn before who is the enemy, what is he about, what is he for, what is he against. Then you gotta know what kind of ammunition. So the Alter Rebbe now is, first he had to tell us that we have two neshamas, two different neshamas. Now he's going to say, you also have, your neshama has, besides 10 koiches, which we're going to learn in the next period, you also have three garments, which are called machshava, dibur, and maisa. So there is you're totally opposite, not just mitzad your neshama, Your seichel is a different kind of a seichel. Your midas is a it's a whole different ballgame. And your machshava, dibber, meiser, your nefesh or lekis, as we're going to Mr. Shem learn, cannot, does not, and cannot think, say, or do anything outside of the Torah. Any machshava, dibber, meiser, if it's not according to what the Torah says, it's not coming from your nefesh or lekis. Who is active? Who could relate to this? Your nefesh abounds. But mitzad your nefesh or the kiss, you're totally not interested and you're not involved. So the avoider is, first we have to struggle to make sure that our machshava, dibor, maise are according to the Torah. Because all of Kiyum HaTorah Mitzvahs is with Machshava Dibur Mais. So the first Hascholos HaAvodah, and it could be your whole life, working, make sure that my Levushim are the way they should. But the ultimate goal is not just to make sure that my Machshava Dibur Mais is the way it should. But my midas, my whole personality, should also change. And how do you do that? We're going to learn about it. But we got to first know who are the players and what's the issue. What's the fight about? So this is what we next parent.